How's it, 3CR? It's nice to see you again. We just want to touch base on a regular occurrence just so that we can encourage you, let you know we're praying for you. And I just wanted to tell you a little bit about my hat. And so after Sunday's sermon, I got a very distressed call from my mother asking me where I got this ridiculous hat from. And I'll tell you where I got it from. I got it in a place called Parkhurst in Johannesburg. I went to go and pick my boarding school son up from Zoo Lake, and I got there a little bit early, so I was walking down a little side street of Parkhurst, and I walked into a hat shop and found a very distressed shop owner. And I said, "My bud, what's wrong?" He said, "Business is completely dried up, and I haven't had one customer today." I said, "I'll tell you what, I will buy the first hat today." He said, "Sir, I've got the exact hat for you." And he took this hat out, and he put it on my head, and he said, "It fits you perfectly." And so I wore this hat in solidarity with a shop owner who's got no customers. And I want to tell you, I know at this time it's really tough for some people, especially those who are in businesses on their own, those who work with commission. And so this hat is not just a hat of a Parkhurst shop owner. It's a sign, I believe, that Jesus will walk into our businesses and make sure that we're going to be okay. And so every time you see with the hat, I just pray that you would find courage. I almost feel like on Friday, the first day of the lockdown, maybe we should all wear hats. Just for the shop owner in Parkhurst, maybe for the plumbers in our church, the electricians, the estate agents, those people who can't trade, maybe just as a sign to say, "Hey, we're standing with you, and if Rory can walk into Parkhurst, surely Jesus can walk into our shops and take care of us." The second reason I want to tell you about wearing this hat is the first speech I can ever remember was as a Standard 8 boy. I went to go to a thing called the Toastmasters, which was people who were experts in making speeches. I don't know why I went there. My dad said I had to go to it. But I remember in 1985, the Bear Grylls of South Africa, I can't even remember his name, but the Bear Grylls of South Africa told us this story. He said, when you go camping in the mountains and it gets cold, he said, 80% of the heat of your body escapes through your head. And I'll never forget this phrase. He said this. He said, when your feet get cold, put a hat on your head. And he said, your feet will warm up quickly. And I know right now there are many, many people in our country, many people in our church who've actually got cold feet. And I want to say to you, keep yourself warm, put a hat on your head. Keep your heart hot. Keep your walk with God current. And make sure that you don't cool down. Don't let the heat escape out of you now. There's going to be many opportunities for the heat to escape. But I keep saying to our people, put a hat on your head and keep yourself warm in Jesus. And then the third reason, friends, is the prayer that I want to pray for you. And it comes from Ephesians chapter 6. And it's about the armor of God. And it talks about the helmet of salvation, protecting our minds at this time. And Ephesians chapter 6 is in a context, and the context is the end of Ephesians. Ephesians 1, 2, and 3 are the promises God gives us. Things like, you have received every spiritual blessing in Christ. You have been redeemed from your sins. You have been adopted as sons and daughters. You have been chosen. At one stage you were separated from God, but now you're close to God again. And so these are promises that the enemy will try to use at this time to rob them. And the Bible says you must put a helmet on your head so that your thoughts can be protected. So I want to read to you Ephesians 6. And I want to tell you, 3CI, and all those who are watching this, I'm praying this over you every single day, in the morning and in the evening. And it says this, "Finally be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you've done everything, to stand." I want every person in 3CR to come out of this time standing in the promises of Ephesians 1, 2, and 3, with the helmet of salvation upon our heads. "Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place. Protect your heart, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. No doubt, no fear, no cynicism, no bitterness can enter our homes now. We're going to fight against it. We're going to trust God. We're going to keep standing. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. And so I'm going to wear a hat at this time for three simple reasons. To stand in solidarity with every business person in our church. Number two, that if you've got cold feet, put a hat on your head so that you stand, keep warm. And number three, put on the helmet of salvation. Protect your mind against lies, against deception, against deceit. Keep your head clear at this time so we can come out of this battle standing up strong. I pray a blessing over you, 3CR. Anybody who'll be watching this, be blessed. And let's make Friday a hat day to remind ourselves of the promises of God. God bless you.